Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Q4 FY 2024 earnings conference call of Davaria Polywood Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Rasika Savant from XB4 Advisory. Thank you. Over to you.
Thank you, Ryan. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Q4 and FY 2024 earnings conference call today. Today on this call, we have Mr. Digvijay Dabria, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Hitesh Agrawal, Chief Financial Officer. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. Actual results may differ. The statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on page number 2 of earnings presentation of the company, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange and company's website as well. With this, I now hand over the call to Mr. Digvijay Dabria for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you all to the quarter four and the financial 2024 earnings call. I believe you have an opportunity to go through the investor presentation on the financial results, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange. First, let me take you through the industry highlights. The Indian PVC market is rapidly evolving, driven by the robust growth in the real estate sector, which benefit from the urbanization, rising income, and the government initiatives like Prime Minister Awas Yojana. With increasing demand for sustainable, durable materials, eco-friendliness, technological advancement have enhanced product quality, and there is a notable shift towards service-based and solution-oriented offerings. Supported by the government policies and the infrastructure projects, our strategic market expansion and a strong dealer network position, as well as the capital, capitalized on these growth opportunities, reflecting the dynamic nature of the industry and consumer preferences. Highlights on the business operations. Consolidated revenue for the financial year 2024 stood at 212 crores, an increase of 24% compared to 171 crore last year. Consolidated EBITDA for the year stood at 31 crore, that is up by 68%, and consolidated PAT showed an increase of 66%, which is 14 crore in financial year 2024. We have seen a margin improvement of 390 basis points in EBITDA margins and 170 basis points in PAT margins. We have four established brands: Polywood, B-Stona, Dynasty, and Studio Arezzo, which offers a complete solution for the interior and exterior furniture and furniture. We have seen growth across all our business segments. First, the PVC profile. Revenue stands at rupees 122 crores for the financial year 2024 compared to 112 crores in the financial year 2023. That is a 9% increase. This segment contributes to 38% of our top line. UPVC windows. Revenue stands at rupees 54 crore for financial year 24 compared to 38 crore in financial year 23, a 42% increase. This segment contributes 26% to our top line. Modular furniture. Revenue stands at rupees 35 crore for financial year 24 compared to 21 crore in 23, a 67% increase. This segment contributes 16% to our top line. As mentioned earlier, in financial year 24, we delivered a 24% revenue increase compared to financial year 23, with well improved operational and PAT margins. Our focus on operational efficiency, new product launches, and increasing geographical presence has sustainably increased our return on capital employed. We have an order book of around 140 crore in our hand, plus for our project-related business, including PVC windows and the modular furniture. This order book represents about 40% of our revenue, with the remaining 60% coming from the regular dealers and the distributor sale. We are aggressively expanding our sales team also to increase market penetration across India. We are closely monitoring industry momentum and are excited about the untapped potential. With strategic market presentation, penetration and the expansion across India, we anticipate continued growth. The upswing in the real estate sector directly contributes to our business growth. That is all from my end. Now I request for the question and answer section. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star and two if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while we poll for questions. Our first question is from the line of Bhavesh Chauhan with Aditya Birla Money. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So my question was your employee cost as a percentage of revenues. When I compare with one of your peers, Kaka Industries, their employee cost as a percentage of sales is around 6% and we are at 10%. I think we are even higher, not 10%. I think it's around 16%. So what is the reason and should it fall going forward as we grow sales?
Oh, we are working on this, and with the increased volumes, because we are continuously engaged in the research and development, you see the most of the new trends we are inventing. So we have a large number of tool development and new product development is going on. So we are first in developing all the fluted panels and bringing the marble sheet in India. So we have a big R&D capacity. So these are the things which are increasing our cost. But at the same time, we are becoming a market leader because of our abilities in this research and development side.
Okay. So how much we spend on research and development in absolute amount per year?
So that is, we have not yet calculated properly, but because we are developing new tools and this is a part of the capital expenditure and some part, we cannot say that this is everything is coming under the research and development, because we are developing the tools and new dyes and research and development is keep on going. That is a part of the work also.
Mm. Well, we maintain that we'll continue to grow at 20-25%, right?
Yes, that is very short.
And with what is the sustainable margin, operating margins?
I think better, sir, our CFO will answer this.
Hi, Hitesh Agarwal this side. See, regarding margins, this year we have put a lot of efforts on controlling our cost and improving the margins with other means also. So we can say around 14-18% is the prudent range for the margin in our line of business.
Right. And what is the kind of capital expenditure that we will spend in, let's say, coming 2-3 years?
The capital expenditure last, you see, last 2-3 years of our financials, we have done a lot of capex in building the capacities related to our extrusion plant particularly. Last year, we have added a lot of capacities in Coimbatore plant, and this year, in fact, it's already done for our Bangalore plant also. From this quarter, we are operating our Bangalore facility also for extrusion. So next 2-3 years, we are not looking as of now for any major expansion because we have already built it. So now we have to monetize all those things in terms of revenue. The regular capex, so you can say around 8-10 crores, but it's regular capex because we are having around five plants. So, So certain maintenance kind of capex, some new technologies come, so we have to go for the capex and all. But there is no major capex are not planned as of now.
Yeah, sir. And sir, on your peer, which is the company that is, you know, which is like most efficient or something, you know, you might feel like industry leader in the segments that you operate?
See, we are basically into three kind of products. One is the extrusion PVC profiles. As of now, there is no peer except Kaka. Kaka is one who has come last year. So they are one where we can compare the extrusion activity. The other thing is the UPVC windows and doors. But Finesta, which comes from the DCM Shriram groups, they are the basically trade leader in that. And they are the only one in listed peers basically as of now. Other than that, in the furniture segment, there are several companies, but not exclusively in furniture line. See, for example, this Asian Paints, they are also in modular kitchens and wardrobes. And Godrej is also there. So exclusive peers are not there, basically.
Okay, okay. So thank you. Thank you for answering these questions. I'll join back.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mahesh Atul with Atul Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, what was the, in out of 212 crores revenue that you have reported, how much was fluted panel?
Yeah, fluted panel this year is 30 crores. 30.
How much? 30 crores.
30 crores, yeah, 30 crores.
So that means in the second half, we have done exceptionally well in fluted panels, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, actually that market for this fluted panel acceptance is increasing day by day, but we are putting a lot of efforts also. In fact, in the earlier question, Mr. Bhavesh was asking about the higher employee cost. So that is also one reason we have recruited a lot of persons in our sales team also. We are expanding our geographical coverage also. So market response is very good, and that's the reason we have seen good volumes in second half also.
And what kind of margins do you see in this fluted panel segment?
See, fluted panel, definitely it's better compared to the traditional product or other products, door or other profiles. So that's the reason we are more focused on fluted sales. We can say around 3 to 4% higher margin we can get when we sell this fluted panel as compared to other extruded profiles.
And what about, sir, what is the peak capacity for this fluted panel that you have, like on the revenue terms?
See, fluted panels, it is basically part of our extrusion capacity. See, extrusion, we are having more than 500 different molds. So as of now, we are extruding fluted panels at two facilities, Jaipur and Bangalore. And from this quarter, we are starting, currently we are doing at Jaipur and Coimbatore. And from this quarter, we are starting Bangalore also. So capacity is huge, basically, in terms of revenue. See, there is no limitation as such. Purely, if we have the orders for the fluted panels, we can even shift the door profile capacity to the fluted panel. It's all about installed capacity in terms of metric tons.
Okay, got it. That's okay. And coming to this 140 crores revenue, I mean the order book, so how much of this is in extrusion?
See, this order book is basically related to our project business. When we say our project business, it is related to UPVC windows and modular furniture for the builders and developers. So that business is around 40% of our overall top line. See, 60% is coming from the extrusion business, which is our B2B business. There are no long-term order book is maintained. It's regular orders are coming and we are executing it to our dealers and distributors. So this 140 crores represents 40% of our top line related to UPVC window and modular furniture, modular kitchen, bathrooms. So it's not related to the extrusion basically. Extrusion business is a regular routine business. So on daily basis, we used to get the order and get it executed maximum within 7 days timeline.
All right. My last question, if I can squeeze in. Sir, your entire, can you please just throw some light exactly like what exactly this fluted panel, what I think is that it's a very premium product in the extrusion segment. And in a broader perspective, the usage of it is still, you know, a very under, people not having much knowledge on it. So what are we doing to, you know, get this thing on the ground, and how exactly you see the traction? I mean, how exactly people are actually coming forward to use this thing? So can you please just throw some light on the market itself on this fluted panel? Because you say that you're the market leaders there, so that's why.
So that's why the simple thing is the education. This product, fluted panel, is basically a replacement for the wall paneling and the paint industry segment. So we are looking for some part of that industry. And everywhere nowadays, the interior, this fluted panel is a part of the interior designing of every house, every hotel, every office. So the very big market, we are anticipating a very big market requirements to come in the next coming time. And a lot of new designs are also required. Design and colors are required by the market. So this is a developing segment, and we hope that this segment will create some revolution in the market, construction industry demand also.
All right, sir. I'll join back in the queue. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Our next question is from the line of Manan Madlani with Kamayakya Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. My first question is, what is the volume growth for Q4 and for the whole year?
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, hello, Mr. Manan. You are talking about the volume growth of this product?
Across all products. I mean, I don't think we are maintaining volume growth for modular furniture, but for PVC profile and UPVC would be fine.
Correct. For this PVC profile, that extrusion plant, that volume growth in Q4, in entire year, we say it is around 15% additional capacity utilization is there in this year.
Correct. Hello.
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 Hello. Shamanan, can you hear me?
Yeah.
This volume growth for the PVC extrusion, you are asking that only or anything else?
Yes.
Extrusion, that last year capacity utilization was around 66%.
Okay.
For the whole year.
Okay. In this fluted panel, you earlier guided for 100 crores top line by 27. And we have already achieved 30 crores in this year. So do you think we need to make any revision in the guidance?
Revision in? Sorry?
Is there any revision of the guidance of 100 crores top line from the fluted?
So it was not the guidance basically. Yes, we have our internal projections. So okay, in another 3 years, we are quite comfortable that we can increase the volumes of this fluted panel market up to 100 crores. So at the speed that the market is increasing, definitely it will be more. But we have not quantified it in terms of the guidance basically as of now.
Okay.
But the base, because last year we have planned for around 25 crores of business initially, but we were able to cross 30 crores. So market acceptance is increasing. We are also putting our efforts in promoting this product, showcasing this through our showrooms and exhibition participation in digital modes also. So everything is happening now. So definitely this product acceptance, the way it is improving, volumes will definitely be plus.
The next question would be on the PVC pricing. So Can you just explain how it's behaving currently? In this quarter, we achieved 49% on a gross margin basis. What would be the going forward that number for this year or maybe the next year?
The prices of PVC remains a little bit fluctuating. We can say in a year, two or three times, there are the scenario when it goes up and when it comes down. Looking to the overall world scenario and the demands from the real estate and even the European market for the PVC, we don't foresee any major changes in PVC rates. Yes, definitely since last one or two weeks, there has been some fluctuations in the PVC prices. That we see it is a temporary phase because due to certain logistic issues from China and some other countries. So the PVC prices has been revised by market leaders once or twice. But it seems to be for one month or 2 months. But if it remains continue, then definitely we have the choice to revise our sales price also so that we can maintain our margins as per our projections only.
Okay. So this 49% gross margin is sustainable or no?
Yeah, definitely it is sustainable. See, we are focusing on the high margin products. So far the fluted panels is there. Apart from fluted panels, in fact, in extrusion, we are regularly working on developing certain furniture solutions also for the interior, for making the furniture components like kitchens, wardrobes, so through PVC panels, apart from the traditional boards and all. So we are more focused on that, and for that, we are having good market response, particularly in South India and the Northeast states. So high margin products are in our priority. So this margin level is definitely sustainable.
Okay. And last question would be, so Supreme Industries recently announced that they are coming into UPVC window segment.
Correct.
And we already have Fenesta in the segment. So do you see going forward any pricing pressure from these competitors?
No, we don't see. In fact, we take it in positive way. The more and more large corporates comes into the trade, definitely it will be a positive scenario for the established players because it's not going to put margin pricing pressure on us. In fact, we will be having certain edges only because their cost of sales is definitely higher than what rate we can sell it.
Okay.
In fact, it will be a market shift also to be towards the UPVC windows from the other products, board and aluminum. So it will increase the volumes and demands.
Okay.
Bring more awareness among the customers.
Sorry?
Yeah, the large players, see, when they come, when the large players comes, they have their own budget for the promotions, advertising and all. So they create a lot of awareness in the industry and at the consumer end also. So the market share of UPVC windows will definitely get increased with the coming of the new players like Supreme and others.
Correct. Yeah, okay, thank you. I'll join back in with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sanjeev Damani with SKD Consulting. Please go ahead.
Namaskar. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Congratulations, sir, for fine set of numbers produced in this year and quarter. Actually, I would like to have some basic understanding of the things. So when we say PVC profiles, so is it a plywood sheet like 8x4 plywood sheet that we manufacture and sell, or we make ready-to-use products only? Kindly reply.
No. It is a different kind of sections for the different uses. Just like a door chocker, there is one section. For the door frame, there is another section. So it's a, if you cut it across, so it is a section, and a regular extrusion, regular section is drawn with the PVC material for that particular use. So this is what the PVC extrusion is. Just like pipe extrusion, this is a shape extrusion for different uses.
So it's not like a plywood sheet 8x4, which will be used by the carpenter to make his own things. We make ready things to be used by the user.
we are just extruding one D-Stona sheets. These are the marble sheets where we are using the marble dust and PVC mix for extrusion, and this is for the wall coverings. And this is also used for the SPC flooring.
Okay.
So this is SPC. So these are the sheets which are extruded in 4x8 size, and they are used on the wall. And we are developing some new designs and new colors and new uses in this line also.
Okay. So sir, what I want to understand, what is SPC stand for? SPC flooring and SPC wall panels. What is SPC? What is SPC?
This is stone plastic composite.
Okay, stone plastic composite. Very nice, sir. So now I want to understand that how much tonnage capacity that we have of PVC extrusion or PVC profile making. Can I understand this?
We have around 24,000 tons per year extrusion of PVC profile.
Okay. So this includes all our factories right now. Whatever setup.
And we are expanding at Bangalore for additional capacities.
So this expansion will be complete during this year?
This year almost it is completed, and we are adding some new products also and some new machines.
So this 24,000 will go up in this year? Or this year includes?
And we will add on some additional capacity in this, more than 10% to 20%.
Okay, that will get added. And now coming to utilization and comparison from last year to this year. Last year, how much we produced tonnage, and this year, how much tonnage we produced?
In UPVC.
In UPVC or PVC profile, all put
PVC
together.
Profile. We have used over 55% of the capacity. This year we are expecting.
This year 66%.
This year we have used 66% of our capacity, and
before last year it was 55% almost.
Yeah, it was 50%.
It was 50. So sir, now I am coming to one more question. I am given to understand that few competitors are there, but in organized sector also lot of people are there in this line, or majorly Fiesta, which we talked about, or earlier it was once upon a time Syntex also used to do all these activities. And as you said, Astral has also entered in these days. Am I right, sir, that Syntex also used to do this earlier?
A lot of European players are now entering into the market. And
okay.
This is PVC, for the PVC extrusion business. You are asking about the PVC extrusion business.
PVC, yes, PVC also, UPVC doors and windows. These are the things which are being manufactured by, I think, Syntex also. And today, your immediate competitors are those people who have taken over Syntex also these days. Syntex factories have been taken over by some other group. I don't recollect who has taken over.
Welspun have taken.
So are they are now giving us competition these days? No.
So actually that Welspun has taken this their water tank plant.
Okay,
so,
okay.
So they are not into that line basically. And extrusion mainly that organized players are there, but they are mostly placed on the regional locations. For example, in South India, we do have our plant, and we do compete with two, three local players over there. They are organized. They are established from long term, and similarly in North also. So, but they are not into the listed space basically. But yes, with the maybe some partnership structure or the private limited structure, that companies are players are there in the industry.
Okay. So, I mean,
Mr. Damani, I'm sorry to interrupt you there.
No, thank you. I've taken a lot of time. Thank you very much for the replies made. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time, please restrict yourself to one question and one follow-up question. Our next question comes from the line of Abhay Jain with Hem Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Hello.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, sir, I was looking at the numbers. So, the growth in the first 9 months was quite impressive, sir. It was 30% revenue growth. But I think this quarter, the revenue growth has been quite subdued at 8.5%. So what's the reason for that, sir? Are we witnessing any slowdown or any seasonality? Can you please throw some light on that?
See, yes, sir, there is no seasonality applicable to this, but sometimes in fourth quarter, what happens, then we do the project business. Last year, for example, we will be able to got certain project billing done, because project billing happens through running bills, basically. So this year, we could not materialize two or three projects, so that 2-3 crores of revenue could not be booked in our books. So that may be the one reason, but as such, there is no seasonal impact on any of our products.
Okay. And what are the kind of orders which you're expecting, sir, in FY25?
Yes, yeah, see, market is growing rapidly, and real estate is doing very good, and we are quite optimistic to maintain our order book, in fact, in the growing manner only. We are working on a lot of projects which are into bidding or finalization process. So order book, we are quite optimistic that it will keep on increasing.
Okay.
Currently, we have around 140 crores to get increased.
Sorry, sir?
Currently, we are having the order book of 140 crores. So yes, by the end of this, by 25, definitely it should be more.
Okay. And sir, what are sustainable EBITDA margins going ahead?
Sorry, can you repeat, sir?
What are sustainable EBITDA margins going ahead, sir?
The impact of, as per our past experience and our calculations, 14% plus is always a good margin for our industry. So, in fact, we are focused on more improvement. This year also, we are looking for at least 2-3% of margin improvement.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Manan Madlani with Kamayaka Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity to follow up question. So my question was, our cash conversion cycle has been reduced substantially in the last 2 years. So what would be the number for that on a sustainable basis?
Can you repeat it a little loudly, because we were not able to understand exactly.
Yeah. So my question is, our cash conversion cycle, which came around 158 for this year, which was earlier somewhere around 220 one or 2 years back. So we have seen a significant drawdown in that. So what would be the ideal or sustainable number going forward for next 2 years?
In fact, we have shared earlier also, we are more focused on reducing our exposure towards debtors and the better utilization of the inventory level. So this year we have been able to achieve it, and with the increased top line, definitely it will be further improved. So maybe another current year, it's around 123 days for the stock and debtor. So we are looking for a figure of approximately 100 days data and stock levels.
100 days for the stock and
data both.
Okay, including both. Okay. Yeah, fair enough. And we were having one export order, if I'm not wrong. So any update on that?
Yeah, that export is going on, you know, for the modular furniture for the Europe, one European brand we are working, and it's in continuous process, and the export volumes are increasing regularly. In fact, the figure is not, as of now, it was not so much quantifiable, so it's around 1.5-2% only for this overall top line. But definitely this year, we are looking for some better figures so that we can showcase it separately in our financials.
Okay. Is there any plan for a company to migrate to NSE main board? You know, since just only BSE, we are having some difficulties.
No, as of now, we have not thought about this, but definitely we have put this point in our mind, so we will discuss it with our known merchant bankers and all, what are the formalities, whether we are eligible to migrate or not. Yes, the option is there. We'll definitely opt for that.
Okay. And one last question, if I can. So we were going to open Horizon Studio in Delhi NCR for, in this first half. So what is the update on that?
Yeah, that is in under. We are working on that. As scheduled earlier also, in first half 25, it will be fully operational. So work is going on that.
Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you very much, and I wish you all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Bhavesh Chauhan with Aditya Birla Money. Please go ahead.
Sir, in terms of ambitious growth of 20-25% sales growth, what are the key challenges, or you know, why? What could be the reason if we, you know, fell short of this target?
It's we all know that overall economy is performing well, and particularly the real estate sector. So most of our product goes in the new construction and the renovation. So both are happening in good pace as of now. So. Earlier there were a lot of inventories that unsold inventories were lying with the large builders and developers. So post COVID everything has been finished off now. Actual user has come in place basically. So whatever new projects are coming with the good players, good builders and developers, everything is sold on the day one or two in fact. So all those things are giving us the sense that in coming years, maybe another 4-5 years, we can have a vision that industry should grow at better speed, and on that basis only we have worked out that 20-25% growth is definitely achievable.
Okay. And in terms of our exposure, is it more tilted towards affordable housing?
Not exactly affordable housing. Basically, our overall revenue comes from three different verticals. That the B2B business, which accounts for around 60% of our top line. So that is purely through dealers and distributors who basically executes the work of installing PVC doors, foam filling, wall paneling, or other interior work at the end consumer end. That is the 60%. And remaining 40% out of that also, that from 40%, we can say around 25% comes from the retail business related to new PVC windows or our modular furniture, B2B sales. Only 30% business comes from the project side. So that project side is also not affordable as such. We are working on with the large builder developers, even the flats whose worth is around 8 crore or 10 crores. We are engaged there either with the UPVC windows or with our modular kitchen and wardrobes. So in fact, as such, there is no affordable housing. It's more for the, in the project segment, it's a medium or you can say that upper class of housing it is.
Basically, you can see that because of the scarcity of the wood, and wood working is very costly nowadays, and the maintenance of the wood products are very costly. So the labor is also very costly and not available. The trained labor is also not available. So all the substitute materials are gaining momentum. So we see a very good future of our products, and as they are very cost effective, they are very easy to maintain, and they are all 100% recyclable and environment friendly. So a lot of they are attracting all the youth and the new markets.
Okay. And so next 3 years, we don't have much CAPEX plans. So should we expect our working capital debt to actually fall or over time?
Yeah, definitely. See, long-term debts are going to reduce, and maybe working capital debts will get reduced, or we will be having ample liquidity with us. Large CAPEX are not planned as of now. So that whatever revenue generation will be there, so it will be better utilized for the working capital improvement and debt repayment only.
Yeah. So lastly, on inventory days, it has improved a bit, a lot actually in the last 3-4 years. But 155 days of inventory, I can see.
Yeah.
Scope to bring it down.
Yeah. See, it has gone down multiple reasons. The primary reason earlier we had large dependency on the imported inputs. So gradually we have reduced that import dependency. We have developed many molds for the UPVC profiles in-house, so that captive consumption is happening. We have tied up with certain German players also. They have the plant in India. So we need not to keep the large inventory of imported inputs, or because the imported procurement requires 3 to 4 months of cycle. So that dependency has reduced. For some other raw materials also, local procurement is happening nowadays. Earlier it was not available in India basically. So these are the one reason. And then we have also optimized our inventory level at different depot points also. So all these are helping us to reduce our inventory days.
Okay, great. So thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mahesh Atul with Atul Investments. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up, sir. So just to add to the previous the previous guy's query, so working capital days, how much can we take it to? Because 158 days in our kind of business, I think that's too high even at these levels. So do you think that by this year, at least we could see something there?
See, definitely, we are regularly working on improving our working capital engaged in the business. And this year, if you compare with the FY23, there has been very good change. And still, work is on. And we are quite hopeful with the increased volume, our working capital requirement will not increase. We are committed to work with the same level of working capital with the projected top lines. So once the top line will increase, definitely the same working capital will reduce the days also.
Fair enough. And can you please give some light on your capacities currently and the usage of that capacity, utilization?
Yeah, see, capacity currently is that last year that we were having for the extrusion, we were having the capacity of 20,400 metric ton per annum. That's around 1,700 per month. So 300 metric ton capacity we have already added in our Bangalore plant that is operational, and some more capacity will be added in current financial year. So altogether we will be having around 27,000 metric ton capacity for the extrusion. Last year we had capacity utilization of about 65-66%. So since we have added more capacity in extrusion, so this year also with the increased projections and all, around 65-70% capacity utilization we are foreseeing for extrusion. And for UPVC window, there also we have the existing capacity. We have not added new capacities in that. Already having 30 lakh square feet per annum capacity in that UPVC window. So that also that utilization is in the range of 40-45%. With the increased volume, the order book what we have, it will also get converted into the business. So capacity utilization this year should be around 50-55% for this UPVC windows.
Okay, so is it a fair assumption to assume that the capacity utilization will remain at that 60-62 level on an overall thing, which is 27,000 tons?
No, not that cheap. We have built this capacity, for next another 2 to 3 years. Until and unless there is any specific requirement of any machines to extrude any specific product. For example, if we have to extrude some large shape of a product, we need to have some higher capacity machines. So maybe we need to go for that expansion. But the range of product what we are currently dealing in and research is going on those products. So we need not to go for the new capacity addition. So utilization will increase up to may go up to 75-80% also. Then only we think of the new addition of the capacities.
Okay. And sir, where do you see PVC prices in this current year? What do you anticipate for these PVC prices? Because last year, I think there was a reduction. So we got that in our raw material prices. So where do you see this year?
See, last year the PVC prices were in the range of 75 to 85. This year also we also see in the same range only, because in the beginning of this year it was around 70 or 77. Last 2-3 weeks there have been some chances of price increase. That we think it's the short-term pace because of some logistics issues only. As such, there is no increasing demand globally which can increase the real price of the PVC product. It's a temporary phase. So we see it should be in the same phase only. Maybe
90 rupees plus minus.
Yeah. Sir, one just last question. So basically, if you see, if you give an elaborate basis like east, west, north, south, can you please tell me where the traction is coming from, like where exactly you're weak, where exactly you're strong, and where exactly you're putting your efforts to move into, deeper channels and all. So could you please elaborate on that?
I would say that best is not fully rewarding for us as of now. South, we are very much strong. East, not all northeast states, we are very much strong. In fact, we have started a part of the manufacturing process in Kolkata already, which we have mentioned in our presentation also. So forward, we might go for some other process addition there itself, so that we can cater smoothly to our dealer distributor. North, since we are in Jaipur since last 32 years, so that itself is a good market. So we are putting our more efforts for western region, particularly Maharashtra, Mumbai and Pune. We have opened our showroom in Mumbai. In fact, last year we have participated in a couple of large exhibition related to our products in Mumbai itself, adding new sales teams also. So that markets we are penetrating more in this year and coming period. We will be more focusing on that area.
All right. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ayush Agarwal from Maple Value Investing Fund. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I hope I am audible.
Yeah, Mr. Ayush, you are audible.
Great, sir. Sir, first of all, I'm very new to the company, so my questions might be, very basic, but it's very good to see what we have done in the last 3 years, and we have come back to our margins, and we have additional capacity as well now. So, sir, you have been saying that next 2-3 years, we won't need a lot of CapEx. After this brownfield or debottlenecking we have done for extrusion, I think our capacity is 27,000, which you mentioned, and utilization would be 13,000-14,000 in FY24. And our UPVC is also at 50%. So safe to assume that, with current facilities, we can do 350 odd crore top line at, 80-85% utilization?
Yeah, surely it's achievable. In fact, we have mentioned earlier also that last 2-3 years, we have built a lot of capacity, forcing the demands to come from the market. Overall economy was getting improved, and real estate sector particularly. So, achieving the level of the 350-400 crores with the existing capacity, with the very nominal maintenance capex, it is feasible, very well feasible.
That's great, sir. So second question is that, like the other participant was also asking, so our gross margins move along with PVC prices. When prices go up, how difficult do we find it to pass on to our, either distributors or to the end consumers? What kind of resistance do we see, or is it easy to pass on? Because as we grow in size, these things will matter.
It's possible. In fact, we have been doing this every year whenever there is a heavy price fluctuation in the PVC. See, if we see that price hike is temporary phase, then we generally don't go for the revision in our sales prices. But we see that whatever the price revision is happening, because PVC is the main ingredient of whatever the product we do make. If
the prices looks so okay, that hike in the prices is stable. So we do revise our product prices also, and it's easy for us also, in fact, I would say, because every manufacturer, whoever is our competitor, they also follow the same thing. So in the industry, what we have assessed last year, first, we are normally the first one who give the price revision in the market, then others follows to us.
Wow. So, sir, safe to assume that, you know, this 45% margin can be sustained even like with the fluctuations in raw material prices?
Yeah, at the gross level, 45%, definitely it is sustainable. As I mentioned earlier also, we are regularly focused on the good margin products, the new solutions basically, what we have been developing, Noted and other solutions also. So this level is surely achievable.
Perfect. And sir, you know, you mentioned that we opened our showroom in Bombay. Similarly, what other activities are we doing? Because West and North are the, I think, highest selling market. South we have captured. And I mean, generally people come to East the last, but you are strong in East, and I think West is where we should develop ourselves right now. So what other activities are we doing to grow this?
You see, basically that this product, the coastal belt, that southern coastal belt, that eastern coastal belt, that where the humidity and this rains are more, that wooden products get deteriorated at early tenure. So that acceptance of this substitute product is more. So that's the reason we are strong in South and East mainly. West, definitely. In fact, we have been there in Mumbai market, Mumbai Pune earlier in 2008 to 2015, but somehow we could not get to that kind of response, so we dropped that region. But again, with the addition of the new products, new solutions, which is definitely very well acceptable with the cities like Mumbai and Pune.
Most ideal for the Mumbai market,
yeah.
Coastal belt.
So now we are again refocusing on this region, and apart from opening the offices, we are appointing dealers and distributors at various cities, adding more sales team, promoting with other means also, that's digital media and all.
Understood. So that's it from us, right? Thank you for answering my question.
Yeah, thank you, Sai.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Lucky Banwani, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Am I audible to you?
Yes. Can you raise your voice, please?
Now, am I audible to you, sir?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Sir, first of all, many congratulations to Mr. Digvijay Dhabaria and the entire Dhabaria team for your recent number I have seen.
Thank you.
Okay. Sir, as an investor, I want to ask that I have seen a DLS is a big client in your client list. You have got many orders from DLS. Is there any specific reason why DLS is giving you repeatedly orders?
See, for our line of business, we usually say that it's not the product. It's all about the service, basically. So
yeah.
In this industry, the service is more important. Basically, it's a consumer product. Ultimately, the product doesn't have the value until and unless it is applied. So we have the capacities and capabilities of performing as per the buyer's expectations. We have, in fact, that is one more reason that we are strict to specific names, in fact, specific reputed builders and developers only. And regularly we are getting orders from them. So that's the one reason where the DLF gives us the preference because we can execute their works as per their requirement, as per their timelines.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's like that you are committed to them, that at whatever time you have given them commitment, you are fulfilling their order.
Yes, definitely. We have done it, and we have been doing this for DLF and other builders from last 10, 15 years. In fact, for DLF, we did our first project in 2014. And currently, we have their orders for 10 different projects, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bollywood execution of executing at the right time with the right quality.
This is what you know, this is making you different from the huge clients like Asian Paints and whomsoever is in this business. You are committed to time. Whatever time you have given to them, you are fulfilling the order at that time.
Correct.
Sir, my next question
is very much important.
Sir, my next question is for D-Stona segment. Like your Bollywood segment and like your Dynasty modular furniture segment, your D-Stona is not growing segment like your Bollywood and Dynasty segment. What is the reason behind that?
Sir, D-Stona was a SPC, stone plastic composite product.
Okay.
What we feel is that we came earlier than the market requirements. So we put a lot of effort in educating the market, and market is growing. But I think in the coming years, D-Stona will be in high demand. Because now a lot of people are asking about it, and a lot of demand we are getting. Market is inquiring and a lot of demands are coming.
Okay. So do you have any plan to grow your D-Stona segment? Like you have any, do you have any future products to introduce like?
Because we have already the established capacity and we have developed a lot of products right from the 1mm sheet to 2mm sheet to 5mm sheet, 3mm sheet for wall and wall coverings.
Yeah, so I have seen your ball pen, your marble sheets.
Yes, and when the demand will come, we have the capacity. We are promoting it, and I hope in the coming time, this product is also will get also the good momentum.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir, for giving me your precious time. Thank you, sir.
Our next question is from the line of Rohit Shah with Ladder Up Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for the opportunity. So, one question that I had was that in PVC profile as well as UPVC windows, if you can just give a broad sense of how big is the market and overall and what share do we have?
The market quantification of particularly for the UPVC windows and doors is not in place as of now, but overall door windows industry is very large. We can say around 10,000 crores plus is the overall doors and windows industry is what the data we can find out from certain building material studies. UPVC windows is growing every year. In fact, there are so many players from the European countries has come up in India. They have placed their manufacturing facilities in India. So market is definitely there. It's about the shift from the traditional product like aluminium and wood or metal metal windows, doors and windows to the UPVC. Based on its features that it's energy efficiency and the factory made solutions particularly and the time saving installation. So market acceptance is increasing, market share is improving. But yes, definitely there is no study as such where we can quantify that this much is the market and this much market share we do have.
Okay, but so currently we would be, except for someone like Supreme who's entered in, we would be the largest player, right, in UPVC and PVC profiles.
No, Supreme, they are coming up with the extrusion facilities basically. Like see, for example, in UPVC industry, the DCM Sriram Group's Finestra brand is the trade leader basically. They have the PVC manufacturing in-house, they have their extrusion plant and then fabrication and installation facility. So they are end-to-end solution that they are the one company. And another one, we have certain in-house production of PVC, this UPVC profile, extrusion and fabrication and installation. And rest of the industry is divided in two parts. One is the profile extruders, extrusion companies, and second one is the fabricators. For example, this Asian Paints, they are also into the UPVC window manufacturing, but they are the fabricators. Similarly, that Saint Gobain, that glass manufacturing company, they are into the UPVC window manufacturing, but again, they are the fabricators, they are not the UPVC profile extrusion companies. Whatever information we do have as of now, Supreme is coming up with the extrusion plant for manufacturing UPVC profiles. They might go for the fabrication at their own, or maybe for opting for the channel partner establishment. So that time, in the coming time, we can only come to know.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Digvijay Dabaria for his closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you all for participating in this earnings con call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our investor relations managers at XB4 Advisory. Thank you. Stay safe and healthy.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Dabaria Polywood Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.